When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the 80%. Today, we're talking about Axie Infinity, which is a video game where people can earn money. Interesting ito kasi the game allows players to earn income through non-fungible tokens or NFTs, which is of course uses the Ethereum blockchain. So medyo usapang cryptocurrency ulit tayo. But this time, I have my good friends Ginger and EJ Arboleda of Team Arbo to explain to us the basics of Axie Infinity. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show.
Kamusta ka na, Fitz? Long time, super. How are you?
Oo nga, kanya-kanya tayong mga pinagkakabalahan during the pandemic. For starters, siguro I want you to introduce yourselves and ano ba yung ginagawa nyo kapag hindi kayo naglalaro ng Axie Infinity? So, ayan. What keeps you busy? So, siguro let's start with Ginger and then EJ.
Okay.
Yeah, so hi everyone. So I'm Ginger. I'm the Chief Operations Officer of Taxumo. I also am a blogger. So I also, ano ba, I'm currently pregnant because I'm a mompreneur. No? I have a daughter who's 8 and yeah, upcoming baby this October or September. So either or, yeah.
Okay, and ako naman. Hi everyone, I'm EJ. What keeps me busy, of course, is, I'm one of the co-founders and currently the CEO of Taxumo. And it's a web application that helps you with your tax compliance. And so that really takes up like more than 100% of my time. But of course, aside from that, you know, as you've seen in our posts, in our videos, in our streams, we have been dabbling a lot in crypto and in particular Axie, no? So yeah. So that's what's keeping us busy now.
Yeah, we didn't mention pala that we're a gaming family, no? So we love playing games. So we love playing online games, board games, so kahit anong games.
Mm-mm. Kaya yun.
That's right. And for the sake of the listeners, kapag mini-mention ko sa podcast ko na I usually go out with friends to play board games, ayan, kasama si Ginger tsaka si EJ, mga board game friends ko sila.
Mga masamang impluensya pagdating sa board games.
Yeah. Hindi naman. Akala ko, EJ, kanina sasabihin mo na what keeps you busy is making Ginger happy.
Ay, wow, yes.
Hindi ko naisip yun. Again, record ulit.
So basically, ang goal natin for this is just to give our listeners and a basic understanding kung ano ba yung Axie Infinity, because there are a lot of misconceptions na it's an investment, di ba? So we have to clarify that. And then also give a preview of how do people make money from it. And then lastly, answering the ultimate question na parang, is this something that I should go into? Kasi I'm sure there's a certain type of person who would do well in Axie Infinity. So we'll go through all those questions as we move along dito sa conversation natin. Siguro for starters, I'd like to clarify to everyone, mm-hmm. ano ba yung Axie Infinity na yan? Bago bang cryptocurrency token ba yan? Or what is it? So what is Axie Infinity?
All right. So, well, as again, start muna tayo with like the basics and like what people see when they talk about Axie Infinity. No? So basically, Axie Infinity is a game. You know, as with any game, for example, League of Legends or Mobile Legends or kung sino mang game ang gusto mag-sponsor dito sa 80% podcast. Yun. So, you have digital items in those games, right? You earn like costumes, you earn skins, stuff like that. Ang Axie kasi, what they did was they associated essentially a crypto token to the items in the game. Okay, so if you're playing, let's say, Valorant, no, and you have skins for your guns, yun na yun, di ba? Yung skins for your guns, that's it, and gagamitin mo siya or wag mo gamitin, bahala ka sa buhay mo. Mm-hmm. Sa Axie, what they did was, essentially, when you play the game, you earn, kumbaga yung parang gold mo sa kanya, you earn what's called small love potions.
Smooth love potions.
Or SLPs. Those SLPs can be sold to other people. So that's essentially how it works. So I guess the question is, sino bibili nun? Ba't may value yung SLP, di ba? Ibang Axie players lang din? Well, SLP kasi is a token that runs on top of Ethereum. So essentially, yung value ng SLP is tied to the value of Ethereum, which is in itself a cryptocurrency also. And the Ethereum is a pretty legit cryptocurrency. So you know, that's the reason why people associate value to that, no? So ganun siya. The game itself is pretty fun, actually. Ito, alam to, if it's Pokemon, para siyang Pokemon in the sense na you have, di ba, fire Pokemon na malakas sa plant, yung plant malakas sa water, yung water malakas sa plant. Parang may ganong cycle, di ba?
Yes.
So, ganun din yung Axie. May ganun. Tapos may mga moves ka, may mga cards ka that would allow you to defeat your opponents, other people, thus allowing you to earn yung SLPs. Or you can also play it in an adventure mode, which is like one-player mode, allowing you to earn SLPs also. So, ganun siya.
Okay, so to clarify, itong Axie Infinity, it is a game. Okay? And is it a mobile game? Is it a PC game? Where does it run?
It's available on Android, iOS, and on the PC. I'm not sure if it has on the Mac. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
I'm sure it has. Yeah, so it's available on all platforms apparently.
Yeah, but there are certain rules, no? Like for example, if you're gonna use it in a particular device, like a particular computer, you can use it after 24 hours in the mobile phone. So parang ganon. There are limitations lang. There are certain limitations on when you can use it in different gadgets.
Ah, okay. So so it is a game na sabi nyo is very similar to Pokemon Go. Kasi when you say Axie, you're referring to the cute, ano?
Yes. The Pokemon
in the game. Noong una ko siya nakita, ang naisip ko, mukhang boring sa Ragnarok.
Yes, exactly. Oo.
Yes.
So what you're saying is is that the in-game currency, yung SLP, or ano ba siya?
There are actually two types of tokens that are used, no. So what EJ mentioned nga is you earn your smooth love potions or SLPs. And the other token naman that they can also use is AXS. So it's another altcoin that's used for breeding as well. So yeah, and then you exchange it to Ethereum, and then from Ethereum to peso, like whatever crypto platform that you're using.
Mm-hmm. So ang nakikita kong analogy for me was because I was a big Ragnarok player before. So sa Ragnarok, pag naglalaro ako, I get loot items and then I can sell it for Zenny. So yes, yun yung in-game currency niya. And then it came to a point kasi siyempre you need Zennies to buy mga weapons and mga damit in-game. Minsan Ang hirap kumuha ng Zenny kasi kailangan mo mag-grind. So doon dati, doon sa computer shop ko, nagkaroon na ng ano ng marketplace na tipong yung 1 million Zenny, pwede mong bilhin for 50 pesos. So nagkaroon siya ng real life value for actual money. So ang sinasabi ninyo na sa loob ng Axie Infinity, you have yung SLP which you earn by playing the game, tama ba? So
yes.
SLPs are rewards whenever you grind or you play with other players kasi may PvP mode siya, tama no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tapos itong SLP na to, it is tied to the Ethereum network, tama?
Yes. That's right.
So of course, if it is tied to the Ethereum network and because Ethereum has a real life value, so hindi siya katulad dati sa Ragnarok na nung sobrang dami ng players, ano, nagmumura yung exchange rate ng Zenny. And of course, kung nandun ka sa isang subdivision na wala masyadong players, you can actually sell it at a higher price. Pero ito sa Ethereum, medyo centralized ang value niya ng SLP kasi global ang price ng Ethereum. So basically, you earn SLP tapos just in case you want to convert that back to money. So yung SLP, do I need to convert it to Ethereum first and then from Ethereum dun ko siya pwedeng i-exchange to Philippine peso or US dollar, tama ba? Ganun ba yung structure niya?
Basically yes, no. So yung value of the SLPs also vary because there is such a thing as inflation in the cryptocurrency world. It's a currency, period, no. So it's like how dollars and pesos work, di ba? Hindi naman laging isang exchange rate, it fluctuates. And so it's you know, there is that, no. For example, like nung May, I believe 11 pesos ang isang SLP. Mm-hmm. Ngayon it's around 6 pesos, no? Mainly because bumagsak yung Ethereum and stuff like that. So there is that to consider as well. Ngayon yung question mo on how do you exchange it into money? Yes, that is essentially how you do it. There are people who probably will also want to buy SLPs, in which case you can actually exchange SLPs for money. How do you do that exchange? So, for example, in exchanges like, let's say, Binance, there's a P2P section there. So you could like, you know, you could essentially sell SLPs in exchange for money deposited to your account.
So direct na.
So basically, parang si Ethereum, si Binance, they just facilitate that conversation. You talk on the platform and then, you know, yung bibili sa'yo, babayaran kanya, and ikaw, ito transfer mo yung SLPs, ganon. So you can sell your SLPs, exchange it directly for cash that way, or you can exchange it to Ethereum, and then exchange Ethereum to cash. Now, why would you wanna do that? Because there's a lot more transaction volume in Ethereum. Chances are, if you want to sell your, you know, your tokens, you'd probably get to sell it faster if you convert it to Ethereum.
So one thing that people would probably be asking right now is, since it's riding on the Ethereum network, kailangan ba naiintindihan ko yung blockchain? Do I need to be able to understand crypto or what Ethereum is for me to be able to play the game? Play lang muna.
Yeah.
If it's playing, not necessarily, no. Kasi it's actually a fun game if you try it out, no. Even if you don't get the really good axes, it's a fun game to play and it's cute, so even your kids can play it. But if you're an investor, so there's this thing kasi in the Axie Infinity world called scholarships, diba? I don't know if you've heard of that. So scholarships, it's basically like investors being called managers in this ecosystem. What they do is they buy axes and have other players play it. And then they get commissions, no? Or they have a split in terms of like the agreement that they have with the scholars. So if you are, again, if you are the investor, it's good to know what's happening also in the crypto world, no? Like what's happening to the value. Kasi that your investment relies on that as well.
In terms okay. of knowing like how Ethereum works, you don't really need to know the specifics of smart contracts, the specifics of ERC, whatever number it is. So, you know, what's important is that you just understand what you're getting into. At the end of the day, you could think of it as Forex, no?
Okay, okay.
And, you know, you're sort of grinding in that foreign currency. And of course, all of the implications of Forex also works there. Minsan bagsak yung dollar, so pag binenta mo mababa, minsan mataas. Pag binenta mo, malaki yung kita mo. So ganun din yung ano niya, ganun din yung the way it works, no? At least from an investor point of view. From a player point of view, there's a lot of guides available there. You just follow it step by step and you're good. I do recommend that you be aware of the safety protocols, meaning, kasi everything's digital. Yeah. If anyone gets access to your account, to your secret phrase, yung mga passwords, whatever, no? Oo, lagot ka na. Because they will have access to your account, pwede nilang ubusin yan, di ba? So, yun lang siguro, be aware of the best practices in keeping your privacy and in keeping your account safe.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know, it's pretty straightforward. There's a lot of pretty good guides that tell you how to manage.
Because there are a lot of transfers lang of funds. Eh. Like for example, if you buy, for example, in Binance, usually pala, just to add to what EJ said, when in P2P no, or person-to-person transactions, you can buy Ethereum. Wala pa dun yung SLP, no? But you can purchase Ethereum and then put it in your wallet. There are lots of wallets, no? Like MetaMask is one of the most popular. Put it in MetaMask, and then you have to open another wallet, which is a Ronin wallet, which is being used by that game, Axie Infinity. The reason why you want to put those the funds in Ronin, it's because there are less transaction fees inside the net, inside the game. So, but whenever you transfer, there's such thing as gas fees, no? So gas fees are really steep, eh? So when you every time you transfer and ang laki ng kaltas when it comes to your funds, so that's why you want to keep it within the Ronin wallet, no, within that wallet, yeah. So yeah, so dun lang yon, maraming exchanges. So tama si EJ when he says na you have to keep your wallet safe, kasi dun nako compromise sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Parang ano? Parang mobile banking or yung online banking. Username and password mo, dapat iniingatan mo kasi may totoong pera doon na pag na-hack, pwedeng makuha. So, as to my understanding, if you want to play Axie Infinity, and ang kailangan mong gawin ay mag-o-open ka ng, magsa-sign up ka for Axie Infinity for an account, then you have to open a MetaMask account for the Ethereum, tama ba? And then a Ronin wallet. So, tatlong accounts basically yung i-create mo, tama ba yung understanding ko?
Kasi for Axie Infinity naman na game, ina-attach mo siya to your MetaMask wallet. Eh. So normally to open that, you really need to have a wallet.
Oh, let's take a step back. Bakit ang dami? All right, sige. So first of all, MetaMask. What is MetaMask? MetaMask is basically a way for you to have an identity that is separate from you. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. So it's essentially, you know, instead of having an email, username, password for everything, you have an ID in MetaMask that is associated to you na ikaw lang nakaka-access. What happens now is that MetaMask is basically something that you can then use to actually create accounts, okay? One of the accounts that it can create or is it's used as an account for Axie. An analogy is, diba, when you open, let's say, a new account in some software as a service, sometimes meron dong sign up using Facebook, sign up using Google. So it's exactly the same thing. But instead of using Google or Facebook, you're using MetaMask. Okay? So ang MetaMask, ang pinaka, ang pinaka sort of value proposition niya is that it's a wallet na ikaw lang may alam and all of the security, as long as of course you follow the proper protocols, all of the security that goes with it is gonna be you. So you sort of have control over that identity, no? So that's MetaMask. Ngayon, sa Axie, that is what they use. Siyempre, crypto sila. So, siyempre, love your own. So, siyempre, ang ginamit din nilang sign up is sign up using MetaMask. No? Yes. Ngayon, dati sa Axie, you could actually, kasi when before you wanna before you start playing, kasi you have to have axes, yung mga hayop, no?
Boring.
You have to buy that. Before you could buy that using MetaMask, you know, the initial iterations of Axie, you could buy using MetaMask, meaning may laman, kasi essentially yung MetaMask mo is also a wallet. Okay, address kasi siya sa Ethereum. So that means pwedeng mag-assign, para account number siya. So pwedeng maglagay ng pera yung mga tao doon. Pwede mong lagyan ng pera. So before you would be able to buy within the Axie marketplace, to buy an Axie using MetaMask. The challenge ngayon na nakita nila is that ang mahal ng gas fees, kasi syempre everyone's loving Ethereum, naging crazy ang gas fees. So now they look for a way. How can we lower, what can we do so that we can encourage a lot of transactions in the system but control the gas fees? Diyan na pumapasok ngayon yung Ronin wallet. Yung Ronin wallet is the wallet that's specific to Axie. Kanila lang yun, no? And so basically what happens is, instead of going directly to MetaMask, lalagay mo muna yung wallet mo sa Ronin, yung pera mo sa Ronin wallet. Tapos yung Ronin wallet, doon na ngayon, doon ka nagtatransact. Yun yung ginagamit mo to buy Axies, yun yung ginagamit mo to buy SLPs and all of that.
So siguro let's go dun sa game mismo, no? Mm-hmm. And Axie Infinity, it's a fighting game, tama ba? It's a turn-based fighting game, would you call it that? And ang nakikita ko is, yun nga, you have axes, you have these pets, pets lang tawag ko. So, usually sa game, sabi mo kanina, merong adventure mode na kung saan you have your axes and then you go through like a world where you encounter other monsters and you fight them, di ba? And then when you are able to finish a level na patay mo yung monster, you earn the SLPs.
Yes.
And then also mayroong PvP mode wherein you fight other real players, yung axes nila, maglalaban kayo, and then pag nanalo ka, you also earn the SLP. So siguro a little bit of the gameplay, paano ba yung labanan yan? Para ba siyang, I don't know, Mortal Kombat na kailangan very skillful ka? Or is it more strategic? Ano ba yung ano niya? Ano ba yung level of strategy na required para masabi mong marunong kang or maayos ka na player sa Axie Infinity?
I see. It's a team versus team game. And when I say team, di ba, ang Pokemon kasi, it's one Pokemon at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So ito, basically, three of them at a time. Okay? So every round, each member of the team takes a turn and does their attack. So ganun siya. Each attack consumes energy. You also attack using cards that you essentially draw from a deck. So para siyang ano siya, like for people familiar with board games, para siyang sort of deck building game also in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that element there, no? To be good in the game, to be competitive in like the arena, I would say you have to like think very strategically, no? Why do you want to be competitive in the arena? Because at higher levels, for every win, you earn a lot of SLPs. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the, ano,
may
like around,
oh,
may tiering kasi siya. Like, you can earn, I think, up to like 15, 20 per win, no? So, sulit if you play that. So, if you want to be super competitive and, you know, get to that level, then definitely, it makes sense for you to play at a different level. But, like for us, we're starting out. I wouldn't say we're like playing at like the professional levels. You can still play, no? But of course, like with any game that has ranking, what happens is that, you know, you sort of settle into the rank that you belong in. If you're not good, you will be playing at a rank that either, you know, for every win you get zero or for every win you get one SLP lang. So yun lang yung magiging ano niya, yun yung consequence niya. So yun siya, that's how the gameplay works. Yes.
Yeah. So since turn-based siya, siguro it's good to comment na you don't need to have like quick reflexes, no? Kasi pag sinabing fighting game, usually, di ba? Yeah. So it's really more cerebral, you would say, no? So kasi you're creating yung fighting strategy mo since turn-based siya. So yun yung napansin ko nung nanonood ako ng gameplay. Pero if you will compare it to like a board game, ano yung kapareho niya ng strategy level? Is there like a popular board game na pwede mong masabi na yung strategy level niya, mga ganun? Kasi I'm sure you cannot compare it to like Snakes and Ladders kasi it's all luck. So, in a way, ano yung kapareho ng dami na kailangan mong isipin na board game na similar sa Axie Infinity?
I would say it would be similar to a beginner game, like let's say Summoner Wars. If you played Summoner Wars, then it's very, very similar. If you've played Gloomhaven, it's a very, very, actually it's very close. The gameplay is very, very close, no? To Gloomhaven. Kasi yun nga, we're board game geeks, so tayo lang may alam. No?
Yeah.
Games that are a bit more popular, it's a lot more simple version of Magic the Gathering. I would say Magic the Gathering is crazy in terms of complexity. So it's tons simpler. Popular game, I would say Splendor maybe. So there's not a lot of hidden information, to be honest. You know what cards your opponents have because you can actually see what cards they have. You don't know what they're holding, but syempre may cards ako. You don't know what they're holding at that point in time. You don't know what they're gonna play, but you know the pool of cards they have. So you know you can sort of play around that. So ganun siya. I would say Hearthstone. Actually, Hearthstone's very similar to Hearthstone. Yeah.
So, would you say na someone needs to be a gamer to be able to enjoy Axie Infinity? Kunwari, I love board games or I love mobile games, then automatic, syempre, I would probably enjoy Axie Infinity. But for someone who isn't really a gamer, would you recommend them to check it out? Just for the sake of gaming, of playing the game, do you think they would enjoy someone who is really not into gaming but is curious about it? Do you think they'll enjoy Axie Infinity?
Yeah, I think I really admire how they created the game, Fitz. It's so cute kasi. So as I mentioned kanina, no, even our 8-year-old daughter plays it actually, especially mga lower levels in adventure. In adventure, no. She doesn't play the arena part, but she understands pa rin eh, the cards. And since you have the three axes, no, yung pets mo, so that you get to a point where you're very familiar already with your own cards, so you know exactly like what to play at a certain point. So yeah, it can be played by a lot of people.
All right. So siguro one very important thing to mention sa mga interested with Axie Infinity is there is an investment if you want to play the game, no? So at present, mga magkano ba ang more or less average amount of money that you need to invest to be able to play the game, which I understand is you will use to buy your first axis, tama, no?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say from kasi when did we start? We started about 10 days ago.
Not 13 days ago.
13 days ago. We spent around 20k to buy the three axes. Now it costs around 30k to have a sort of a beginner team. Okay, now the question is how much do you have to spend? No, kasi of course you can spend more by the really good axes with really good body parts and cards and you know spend a lot on that. Okay. I would say it would depend on know yourself. If you're the type of gamer that you know you will obsess about it, you rise the ranks when you play, Valorant or whatever game, then I think it's probably worth it to invest because, mainly you're going to be competitive in arena.
Yeah.
No? And when I say competitive arena, you're going to earn a lot of SLPs. So baka mabawi mo rin agad. So let's say, you know, we have friends who spent maybe 50K. Kami 20K. Sila 50K ang spinin. So their axes are stronger, more competitive in arena. Having said that, you can actually spend around 0.08 Ethereum on like as a cheap axie. Okay? What is 0.08 Ethereum? I think it's around 160 USD right now. So note, no, note we're speaking in Ethereum because that exchange rate does change. No? And crypto is very volatile, so it changes every day. So anyways, it costs around 0.08 Ethereum, around 8,000 pesos. You can buy cheap ones that will allow you to farm in like, you know, not in arena, but let's say in the one player version of the game, in the one player mode. It allows you to get 100 SLPs per day. That's a max that you can get from that mode. So technically, pwede mo naman ding mabawi yung investment mo. So it's really up to you, no? Like, if you're not the gamer, you just wanna grind, you just wanna, like, you know, mindless thing to do, na kumikita ka, then, you know, don't spend a lot, I would say. But if you know yourself and you're crazy, you get angry and upset when you get really loose, you really wanna beat your enemies, then, you know, then maybe, you know, a higher value would make more sense for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't forget that you need 3 axes to start playing. So what EJ mentioned is 0.08 diba, Ethereum. That's for one. So times 3. So that's around, so 8,000 times 3 is 24,000. And then for SLP, he also mentioned that SLP in a day, you can at least max out, let's say 100 SLP. One SLP is at 6 pesos. So if you do it for 30 days straight, that's around 18,000 pesos. So give it a month and a half. You can get return on your investment already.
Mm-hmm. So I need to spend around 25,000 pesos to be able to start. And I'll get some basic axes with that. And if I can afford to invest more money, I can probably buy yung mas advanced na axie, no? But of course, if I buy the basic axes, I can level them up so that it can eventually, alam mo, reach yung mga more expensive levels na usually mahal, no? So, you mentioned na, yun nga, meron naman siyang gameplay na wherein you can earn a maximum, you can earn SLPs na on your own without really going dun sa arena, no? And playing PvP. And if you can commit mga around 2 months of playing this game, then mag-ROI ka dun sa initial na nilabas mo. But the question is how...
That's based on the current rates of Ethereum. Okay, so if tumaas yung Ethereum, bawi mo agad. If bumaba yung Ethereum, tatagal pa.
Tatagal pa. So currently, yung sinabi nyo na earning around 100 SLP per day, gaano katagal na laro yon? Is that 2 hours of gaming, 3 hours, or 30 minutes? Kaya mo na makuha yung 100 na SLP na usually allowed for a player. I think yun yung daily quest, eh, no? Tama ba?
Iba pa yun. So essentially, yung one player mode, you have your adventure. Depending on how far you are dun sa one player mode, you know, kasi may stages, may levels. Depending on kung anong level yung na tatapos mo, you get more SLPs the higher your level is. So naturally, to reach the 100 SLP cap that you have every day, no, the max SLPs that you can earn from that one-player mode, if you have axes that are, you know, have higher experience, nagamit mo na sila na matagal, that's gonna take less time. No? Mm. For us, our axes, we've been playing for like 13 days. It usually takes us around 50 times 2.
Like this morning, I played. So
around an hour and 40 minutes, thereabouts. Yeah, around 2 hours to earn the maximum 100 SLPs. No, it's gonna be a lot less time if you're at a higher level. Now, how leveling works in the game is that the levels only work in the one-player mode. the levels do not carry over to the PvP mode. So if you have an Axie na hindi malakas, hindi mo siya pwedeng i-level up, no? Parang yun lang siya, no? But yun, at the end of the day, guys, it's really like how you play it, no? There is an element of strategy there that will allow you to win pa rin naman. Also, there's a different one, the daily quest naman. There are a series of tasks that you have to do daily. As with most gacha games, you know, most free games that you have, kailangan daily mag-check-in ka, kailangan complete X number of levels. And then in Axie's case, you also have to win 5 arena matches. Just 5, no? And then that's it. If you get that, you get an extra 50.
Yeah.
So that's a 50 daily reward, 50 SLP. So I would say the minimum that you could get would be 150 SLP. So yun, that I think that's what you should shoot for, at least in terms of minimum.
Yeah.
But if you play more in the arena, do you get more SLP or maximum? Maximum by 150 or minimum?
So the arena, there's a limit to how many times you can play in the arena. Because sa arena, you can play without any cost, quote unquote, no. If you have energy, you know how energy works in some free games, diba? Kailangan, mauubos yung energy, hintay kang 2 hours, mag-refill yung energy, then you can play again.
Yeah.
May ganun din siya. So for the PvP mode of Axie, if you have energy, then you can go, you can, you know, fight a match for free. If you don't have energy, you have to pay, I think, 3 or 4 SLPs to join a match. So kung mababa yung level mo, parang lugi. Mananalo ka ng 1 SLP, gumastos ka ng 4. Parang ganon. Mm-hmm. So what we do personally is, you know, we spend our energy initially on arena, try to get the 5 wins, and then just do the other tasks later. Mm-hmm. No?
Level up in adventure later.
Yeah. Yung maganda naman sa adventure is that kahit wala ka ng energy, you can keep playing. Adventure is the 1-player mode. You can actually keep playing kahit wala ka ng energy. Your Axies don't earn experience, but you do earn the SLPs.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 100, per day. Ganun yung limit niya.
May cap na 100.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oo. Tas plus the 50 na daily quest, so yun yung ano.
Punta tayo dun sa money-making aspect niya. No? So, of course, as we mentioned, na you just play the game, you earn the SLPs, and the SLPs, you can convert it to real money. And then, yung na-mention ni Ginger kanina na yung mga scholars, ang dating sa akin dun is para akong magiging ano, Grab operator. So, meron ako mga Grab drivers na i-hire ko para sila yung mag-deliver for me. And
exactly.
Then I earn. So, but when I sign up for Axie Infinity, I am just a player. So, how do I become a scholar? Is there a different way of signing up as a scholar? Or paano ba siya?
The scholars essentially are players also, no? So, the investors or the managers, what they do is they create, kanina, diba, we need to create different wallets, different accounts. So, that's what they do. And then once they have set up the different accounts, that's when they now like farm out the different axes that they have. So usually managers, syempre, they don't have just one team, no? Like it can range. May mga friends kami who have like 100 like teams, no? So can you just imagine the investment? So ganun siya. So you have to set it up, and then you have to cascade it to different players. And then they play. And then there's also a free tracking sheet naman for managers to monitor their scholars. Usually the agreements vary though, no? Like for example, most of the time, like it's 7, it really depends on the manager, no? So sometimes it's 70-30 favoring the scholar. Kasi pantulong na rin yan, diba, sa kanila if they want to earn money. Sometimes it's 60-40, sometimes it's 50-50, and then now you talk about the fees as well. That's why 50-50, kasi sometimes they take care of, parang they each take care of their own gas fees. Ganun siya. Sometimes naman, I've seen mga models na merong quota, like diba, boundary, diba, yung mga ganun. So, you just give us X SLP every day, the rest that you grind or play for is yours. So, iba-iba
talaga. Parang boundary ng jeep, no?
Yes, parang ganun.
So,
go ahead. Yeah.
So what you're saying is, kunwari ako, I will create an Axie Infinity account, and then, so is it possible na parang hindi ako mag-i-invest, I will not buy Axies, but I will just find someone, a scholar, tama ba? Who will lend me their team, and I will play it. Tapos kung ano mang SLP yung mapanaluhan ko or makuha ko, hati kami nung nagpahiram sa akin.
Yes, so, yung may-ari ng Axies, the manager, yung humihiram ng Axie is the scholar.
Ah, so, okay, okay. So, hati kami ni manager and me being the scholar. Ngayon, that's one way to earn SLP. And then another one is if you have a little bit more money to invest, I can be a manager, meaning I can invest on different types, different teams, many teams, and then maghahanap ako ng scholar na sa kanila ko ipapahiram yung mga teams ko para, ano, I can go past the 100 SLP cap, no, na from playing, kasi meron akong ibang sources of SLP. So that's very interesting. I think yan yung mga entrepreneurs, yan yung mas magiging interested sila, no, especially if yun nga, I don't really have time to play, then I can probably go into it as a manager. But I need to have a basic understanding of the game and the strategy para I know kung siguro may interview portion pa yan, no? Kung sino yung gagawin mong scholar, no?
Yes. Actually, ang creative ng mga tao ngayon, ha, they create CVs just for Axie Infinity. So they have special like gaming or like experience, yung mga ganon, nilalagay nila sa CV nila.
Balikan na natin siya, di ba? Sa CV, lalagay mo ba na I play Mobile Legends 12 hours a day?
No.
Hindi. Sa mga scholar, yun yung nilalagay. Yes, I play Mobile Legends 12 hours a day. Masipag ako.
Tama. Tama.
Ay, di ba? So it's super interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Yung, sabi nyo, bumibili ng Axies at the start. So, dun sa marketplace, yung mga Axies na binibenta doon, is it from the game or is it something na binibenta ng mga ibang players?
Oh, good question. Most of those, actually, all, I would say at this point, no, all of those are sold by other players.
Yeah.
So, an aspect also of Axie is that you can breed your Axies. Two Axies can, like, you know, can do woohoo, as they call it, parang sa Sims, no? And then their babies usually will be a combination of like the parents' genes, meaning yun yung makukuha nilang cards also or moves na ma-inherit nila. But there's also such a thing as recessive genes, so there's a chance factor in there. So normally, what you buy is, you know, is being sold by other people also.
So, does it follow na I can buy my initial Axies, I can level them up, or maybe breed them, and then later on, I can list them dun sa marketplace, and I will also make money from that. So, parang buy and sell ka ng Axies.
Yes. So, oh, may ganyan. Oh. Para some, siyang parang puppy farm.
Yeah, some people
pero
do
sama.
That.
Sorry.
Some people
pero
do
digital.
That. Yeah, some people kasi ayaw nila mag-play, no? So, they just wanna breed.
So when you breed, you will need SLPs. Yun yung use ng SLPs, actually.
Or AXS.
AXN, actually. AXS is like an additional fee that you pay to like breed your Axies. But you know, it takes like, for example, if your Axies are both virgins, meaning hindi pa sila nagbreed any time before in the past, it would take 100 SLPs to breed, no? Pero if nag-breed na sila before, nagmamahal siya, nagmamahal. So, dun ngayon, yun yung value ngayon ng SLP at whole economy. Because if you want more Axies, you need to use SLPs. Ganun siya.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, do you have any idea how many Axie Infinity players are there right now in the whole world?
From what I know yesterday, pagka-check ko, parang 100,000 pa lang. So it's just pretty small, no? And when you look at the market cap pa ng ano ng SLPs, mababa pa eh. Even the AXS, it's mababa pa eh. So yeah, there is still room to grow really for this game.
How about sa Pilipinas or mga Filipino players? Are there a lot of Filipino players?
Yes, ang daming Filipino players. Pero I don't know like how much does the like Filipinos comprise dun sa 100,000 na. But when you look at their Discord channel, ang dami kasing nag-Filipino. So alam mong madaming players talaga dito.
And if you watch a lot of YouTubers na nagpe-play ng Axie, they will usually say, you know, they usually stream at times that are friendlier to Filipinos.
Yes.
Pag mag-giveaway sila, for example, laging umaga natin. Alam nilang Philippines yung audience nila. And they actually say so. They will say, most of my viewers are from the Philippines, so I'm gonna do this at 9 a.m. Philippine time.
Yeah.
So parang ganun. So, okay.
Yeah, I would agree kasi sa Twitter feed ko, nakakakita na ako ng mga Axie Infinity memes na alam mong Pinoy ang Pinoy ang gumawa kasi Tagalog yung mga caption, you know? So I would say na yeah, it's part of the Pinoy gaming culture na alam mo yon, very curious mm-hmm. tayo, maabilidad madiskarte, and mm-hmm. I'm actually really excited to learn more about this. So siguro before we end, I have a few more questions.
Sure.
One of which is, if the earning money aspect is removed, would you still continue playing Axie Infinity?
So if I, you know, if I wasn't earning any money, I wouldn't actually buy a game for 24,000 pesos. Okay. I hope I'm that rich. I'm not that rich. I just wish I am. But no. Having said that, is the game itself fun? I would say yes. It's actually pretty engaging. It's a pretty fun game. The developers are going to come up with a sort of a free version later on where that sort of plays with the paid version. I'm not sure how all of that works, but that's going to be interesting. So yes, it is still fun. My wife and I, parang wala siya dito. Ginger and I actually enjoy playing the game. It's fun, and syempre the added excitement kasi minsan, di ba guys, parang pag may pusta, mas masaya. Parang ganun yung feeling. Medyo may ganung aspect, no? Kaya minsan sa arena, parang kabang-kabaka, kala mo mamamatay ka, pero actually game lang naman siya. Yun lang din naman. Kung talo ka, di ka naman namatay, di ba? So parang, there is that, no? There, it adds to that, you know, to that excitement. But, you know, just know yourself, because I think it's very, very easy to sort of, you know, fall into some kind of gambling thing here. So be very careful with that, no? As well, you know.
Yeah, so yo Ginger, what is the thing that you really love sa Axie Infinity?
I was telling EJ a while ago that I love the grinding in adventure, actually. So, well, I love arena as well, no? But I just love the mindless playing. I don't know, no? Like for the lower levels, kasi you can just mindlessly play and then just play your cards, no? But obviously when you're like, we actually have levels that are higher than that, no? But I like playing in the lower levels, and while listening to like YouTube, I would grind. But without the money, I think I would be interested in breeding. So right now we haven't really experimented much on breeding because it costs money, diba? So, and we can't use the axes that we're using to play. So, yeah, so I think I would want to try that out, and probably yun yung ifo-focus ko on if it's a free-to-play model.
So if they want to learn more about Axie Infinity, I would recommend them to watch yung ginawa mo, EJ, na video sa Facebook page ng Team Arbo. Can you invite our listeners dun sa mga gaming pages ninyo and to check sure. out yung mga Axie Infinity related videos and tutorials na ginagawa ninyo.
Oh, nice. Thanks for that, Fitz. So yes, so we do stream Axie Infinity because during the time I stream, minsan nag-grind pa ako. So yun na lang si stream ko. So you can follow us on facebook.gg/teamarbo. Yesterday, we actually did a stream on like how to get started. A lot of what we talked about today, you know, we touched on that also on the on the stream yesterday. So, you know, our intention is to essentially share with you what we find out, share with you what we learn, and, you know, hopefully make it less of a scary place because, you know, there's more knowns ngayon versus unknowns.
Yeah.
And Ginger's page as well.
Yeah, and I'm coming out with a video on how to be a manager, no? Manager and scholar. Basically, that ecosystem, no? Like how scholarships work. So I'll be placing that on my YouTube channel as well, Mom. The Ginger Arboleda vlog on YouTube.
Axie Infinity started in 2018. And then it was named as the Blockchain Game of the Year in 2020. With the rise in popularity of NFTs and cryptocurrencies in general in recent months, Axie Infinity is capturing the attention of venture capitalists. In fact, last May 2021, it got a $7.5 million investment from backers, which includes billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban. And interestingly, a small community in Cabanatuan City was recently featured in a documentary about the game, which told the story of how the people in that rural area are able to help their families survive the pandemic and make ends meet, all thanks to the money they earned from the game. Is Axie Infinity the future of gaming, and will it pave the way for more play-to-earn games? Is this the beginning of a more widespread acceptance and use of cryptocurrency? We'll have to see. These are indeed interesting times.
I would say there's an opportunity for us to earn money as a manager and help out itong mga other gamers na, alam mo yon, wala pang pang-invest. No?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, a big part of it is helping. Kasi, yeah. You know, like, ngayon, di ba, ang daming nawala ng work, ang daming OFWs uuwi. So I think it's just good karma. You're earning something and at the same time, you're also helping these people earn a living by staying at home. Then,
yeah, ang dami kasing nawala ng trabaho. And you'd be surprised. Like, di ba, DJ started streaming about Axie Infinity. Bigla na lang kami may mga messages or people who visit the stream na gusto ko pong maging scholar, nagpapascholarship.
Sabarin ko ako. Kasi barin, ganun sabarin ako, pero uwi na ako. So, alam mo na yung nangyari sa tao.
Just a while ago, may nag-PM pa sa akin. Like, ma'am, nagpapascholarship po ba kayo? Like, I don't know the person. Yung ganun.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Again, shout out to Team Arbo for being such wonderful guests. Thank you, Ginger and EJ. If you want to watch the documentary that I mentioned, then check out the show notes for this episode. Link in the description. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80%. At i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.